This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2642. The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you like an audiobook. And on Sundays, I think it's nice to share an episode from another podcast where we do the same thing and read articles to you. Today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. If you'd like to hear more about fitness, nutrition, diet, pretty much anything health related, you can find Optimal Health Daily wherever you get your podcasts. And you can even submit your own questions and have him answer them on a Friday edition of the show. He's a PhD in public health. He's also a dietitian and personal trainer. You can send a health-related question to health@oldpodcast.com and then listen in to that show on Fridays. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode as we optimize your life.
The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. Did you know that right this very moment, your brain is being bombarded with wavelengths of light that can alter the function of your hormones and other neurotransmitters? I'm going to bet that you're listening to this on a smartphone, laptop, or tablet, which is flooding your eyes with blue light, like all LED screens do. Are you listening to this right before you go to bed? If you are, it's possible that you're like most people, and in the habit of browsing your electronics before hitting the hay, and you may be selling yourself short on sleep because of it. Just in the past few years, scientists have been able to strongly correlate the timing of exposure to heavy blue light emitting screens and sleep patterns. And that's because we know what blue light does to our brains. It mimics the sun's light, which is an environmental signal for us to be awake and alert. Our brains have evolved over millennia to respond to even the tiniest bit of light on the blue end of the spectrum. This tells us when to wake up, corresponding with dawn, and when to go to sleep, when the daylight fades. The human circadian rhythm is a wondrous and finely tuned pattern that keeps us in sync with our environment, until electronics came along and mucked it all up. The thing is, blue light, which is strongest around mid-morning, is a fantastic thing for us during the daytime. It hampers melatonin production, improves cognitive functioning, and speeds up response times. Exposing yourself to lots of blue light during the day is a good thing. It can actually help you sleep better at night, but only if you also protect your brain from that same blue light during the nighttime hours. Because this spectrum of light is so powerful to inhibit melatonin production, even a little bit, like simply checking a text at midnight or blasting on the bathroom lights to brush your teeth, can send your brain mixed signals and make it harder to fall asleep. For voracious readers like me, shutting down that e-reader at dusk just simply isn't going to happen. Same goes for all the bloggers, freelancers, journalists, designers, and workaholics out there who create and connect well past sundown. It's okay to be attached to your phone or laptop, I get it. And it's also unrealistic to expect every screen to be hidden from view once the darkness falls outside your window. So luckily, there are tools to help reduce the impact on your sleep. So if you're ready to repair your circadian rhythm and get some more solid Z's, here are a few of these cool tools. Amber glasses. There are a ton of these on the market today, some of which are super cheap and some that aren't. They work great to block out the blue light that comes from my phone and e-reader after dusk. And whether you try a cheap pair online or spring for a brand name like Swanwick, it is a small price to pay to protect your melatonin levels. And these are on the front line of defense, meaning they are at your eyes, blocking all the light sources in the surrounding area, some of which you may not even be aware of, and they're better than running around trying to dim or filter every little LED source in your house. Mind you, though, these are not a catch-all cure. If all your lights are on full blast and your screens are cranked up to the brightest they can go, you may not see a significant benefit. So, switch off a few bulbs, scoot the brightness down a bit, and don your amber glasses. You may find you drift off into dreamland a little easier. Flux. This snazzy software system is pretty simple and pretty ingenious at the same time. It shifts the color of the light being emitted from your computer screen to correspond with the light-dark cycle outside. During the daytime hours, your screen will be its usual bright blue self. But once the dusk hits, it will become a little dimmer and more amber-colored. It's easy to install, and you'll never have to be blinded by that eerie blue screen at night anymore. I've had this on my laptop for at least a year now, and it's great because it's automatic. When the sun goes down, it changes. There's no waiting on you to remember to get up and turn the lights down or put on your goggles. There are also similar programs for your iPhone and Android phones. Orange light bulbs. If you have a few lamps in your bedroom that perhaps you read by or flip on when you're getting ready for bed, it might be worth it to swap in some orange bulbs. They're a little more pricey than the normal blue light bulbs, but are incredibly effective at creating a healthy and sleep-encouraging nest of rest. Essentially, any way you can both tone down and warm up the lighting in your home after the sun sets, the better. And sometimes that requires getting a little goofy. Other colors of bulbs and or rave parties, not necessarily included. Filters. Yep, the often easiest way to block the nasty blues before bed is to simply put something between the LED light source and your eyes. For things like tablets or TVs, they sell plastic films and covers that are essentially like amber goggles for your electronics. That's if you aren't too keen on wearing them for hours every night. Some of these are rather pricey, but are very effective, and you never have to worry about accidentally taking in the blue glow when getting ready for bed. Other options can be some simple orange, semi-sheer of course, fabric over a lamp, orange film over a super bright window, especially if you live in an urban area, and many other creative ideas that you can find with a simple internet search. Then there's the option to just limit the amount of time you spend scrolling online before hitting the hay. Regardless, researchers have found that the more angles you approach this from, the more you can improve your sleep. Think, if you cut your tablet playtime by half, dim the screen by half, and wear amber goggles, you're getting 3 times the benefit. So, have you heard about this blue blocking trend? Have you tried it? I'd like to challenge you to a little sleep hygiene experiment. Pick one of the tools I've just mentioned and use it consistently for a week. Keep track of how you sleep and how you're feeling during the day. A sleep or fitness tracker can be useful here as well, and I'm going to bet that you see a noticeable improvement by the end of your 7 days. You just listened to the post titled, The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So as you were listening to this, I am sure that one of these ideas jumped out at you. One of these ideas sounded great to you, like, oh, I never heard of that, or, oh, I could do that, that's easy. That's the one you might want to try. And here's the deal. Using one of these ideas and trying it out for at least 7 days is unlikely to harm you. So again, what's the harm in trying it? It might just improve your sleep. And for me, I had never heard about this Flux software where things dim automatically, where I don't have to think about it, so that when it's daytime, my screen will be bright, and when dusk hits, it will start to dim. That sounds like a great thing. That's the one that jumped out at me. So that's the one I'm probably gonna try. I spend a lot of time on my computer, more so than, believe it or not, my phone and my tablet. So that's something I might consider installing. All right, that's 943 episodes. I cannot believe it. That's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. We wouldn't have been able to get this far without your continued support, you listening every day and sharing the show with others. So thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.